This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for December 16th. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing is celebrating the first flight of the 787 Dreamliner, starting with a takeoff from Payne Field in Everett, Washington at 10:27 a.m. Pacific Time yesterday and ending about 3 hours later at Boeing Field. Embraer's Phenom 300 light executive jet was certified Monday by the FAA. First deliveries are expected within a few weeks. Cessna says four of its pilot centers have gained approval from the FAA under Part 141 to use Cessna's new sport and private pilot course, which is scenario-based and managed on the web. NASA's WISE spacecraft, short for Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, lifted off over the Pacific Ocean Monday morning on a 10-month mission to complete the first infrared mapping of the sky in 26 years. If you see picketers at airports during your holiday season travels, it may be members of 57 unions affiliated with the AFL-CIO, demonstrating in support of collective bargaining rights for TSA employees. Industry analyst Frost & Sullivan is out with a new report that says the unmanned aerial vehicle market segment is maturing quickly and new competitors will have a hard time getting a foothold. A deal for Arab investors to buy a piece of Virgin Galactic is undergoing U.S. government scrutiny. White Knight 2 could be used to launch small satellites, and Burt Rutan may be a strategic asset. Of about 20 high-tech helicopters promised by the Bush administration to Mexico for use in fighting drug lords, only five have been delivered so far. The rest may not get there for another 2 years. Mrs. Clinton says she's on it. And a pilot has been fined €5,000 for landing a helicopter on the roof of an Irish supermarket, but he says he couldn't afford ground school to know better. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, the conclusion of my conversation with AEA VP Rick Perry and a look into just how repair shops might manage the new burdens of TSA oversight. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.